End of war. Just exploring the still, I mean, exploring the merging of end of war, and thank you for your cooperation. Because just going end of war is end of war. Well, it's part of the story, but what is the story? What connects those? So, yeah. In other words, something other than just the story. But that will come, I guess. But now, here we are. Thank you for your cooperation. Because we could, instead of calling it the story, we could call it Jewel Road. That's actually a pretty good word. The path of love is Jewel Road. That's good. Path of love may sound too Yeah. And then we could make seasons. The first one is called Thank You for Your Cooperation. The second is called End of War. Or shall we start with End of War? I think so. Oh, no. I just like, thank you for your cooperation. Or, yeah, we could make it each episode. You know, each magazine or chapter could have its subtitle, so then whatever. But here we are, and a girl comes home there to her friends and to their hangout, and then she's starting to, well, realize she just got that big corporation, and maybe, I mean, she connects to, let's test it again. She gets a mail. Or something on her phone, whatever. But she's like 25 or something, and Pio is 70, so it doesn't really work if they are kind of friends there. But maybe, yeah, she's there. Just got that corporation. And then someone shouts from the other side of the room, look. Well, one option could be that old man is streaming here again. Or those guys. It's an interesting conversation. It's there on the Wares website. Also, you're one of them, another one lives. Yes, I am, and that's what we should all be more aware. It's needed now. So that kind of thing, and I just listen to him. Give him a chance. And then wham, we're over at a little cafe in Sweden. First, we can just show the screen where he's streaming. Two guys, or one boy and one girl, an old man, old woman sitting opposite each other by a cafe table. And it's Gunnar's Cafe in Bogusund. And this guy is talking about something. We can just put anything there that I want to have said here in the beginning. But then the other guy says, maybe, oh, we should end the streaming. Okay. But then we stay with those guys instead. And we are in that room. In other words, we're not just looking at the screen anymore. And what we have here is this man, he's 70 years old, his name is Pio, was visiting his hometown, small town, and meeting with an old classmate who is typical small towner. And we are here following there. Their discussion for a little while here, which also gives us the opportunity to kind of introduce the story here in general, the Jewel Road story. So, and he's talking about the current situation in the world, and they're kind of arguing there. So in this way we paint the current situation and the threat of war and the madness of the world like that. And then we can switch a little bit between those and the youngster sitting in that other city, New Yorkish city or something. We don't need to get more earthbound than that, do we? Anyway, I mean, more specific location. But then, yeah, they turn off the string and they're there for a while. And we could even take it this far that they then say bye-bye and go out. And he takes a walk and then he looks at the toy store. And wham, there he sees himself standing looking in the shop window. and all the toys there from that time. And then we slip into that little bit subdued style, if we can do it in the comic version, at least in the film version that I mentioned in a previous recording here. And there he is, and he is 12 years old. And we follow him a little bit. So now we have, very quickly in our story here, learned to know our girl, whatever her name is, Maria or Mona, or, and her friends, maybe specifically one guy there, the Wares guy, and Pio, and Pio's classmate, and little Pio, where maybe in a flashback back to 67. Now let the story continue. We can just return to Mona, Maria, whatever. Now she is walking maybe through the park, and she's seeing that building there. And she's thinking, she has a tendency to think a little bit too much, trying to figure it out, trying to, what shall I do? Well, I think I know what to do, actually. I got an idea. So yeah, that could work, couldn't it?